Losing Earth by Nathaniel Rich. Read for you by Matt Godfrey. The first suggestion to Ralph Pomerantz that humankind was destroying the conditions necessary for its own survival came on page 66 of the government publication EPA 600-778-019. It was a technical report, bound in a coal-black cover with beige lettering, about coal, one of many such reports that lay in uneven piles around Pomerantz's windowless office on the first floor of the Capitol Hill townhouse that served as the Washington headquarters of Friends of the Earth. In the final paragraph of a chapter on environmental regulation, the coal report's authors noted that the continued use of fossil fuels might, within two or three decades, bring about significant and damaging changes to the global atmosphere. Pomerantz, startled, paused over the orphaned paragraph. It seemed to have come out of nowhere. He reread it. It made no sense. Pomerantz was not a scientist. 11 years earlier, he had graduated from Cornell with a degree in history. He had the tweedy appearance of an undernourished doctoral student emerging at dawn from the stacks, with horn-rimmed glasses and a thickish mustache that wilted disapprovingly over the corners of his mouth. His defining characteristic was his gratuitous height, 6'4", which seemed to embarrass him. He stooped over to accommodate his interlocutors. His active face was prone to breaking out in wide, even maniacal grins, but in composure, as when he read the coal report, it projected concern. He struggled with technical reports. He proceeded as a historian would, cautiously, scrutinizing the source material, reading between the lines. When that failed, he made phone calls, often to the authors of the reports, who tended to be surprised to hear from him. Scientists were not used to fielding questions from political lobbyists. They were not used to thinking about politics. Pomerantz had one big question about the coal report. If the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas could invite global catastrophe, why had nobody told him about it? If there was anyone in Washington, anyone in the United States of America, who should have been aware of such a danger, it was Pomerantz. As deputy legislative director of Friends of the Earth, the wily, pugnacious nonprofit that David Brower helped found after resigning from the Sierra Club a decade earlier, Pomerantz was one of the nation's most connected environmental activists, on intimate terms with staffers at all levels of the legislative and executive branches. That he was as easily accepted in the halls of the Dirksen Senate office building as at Earth Day rallies might have had something to do with the fact that he was a Morgenthau, great-grandson of Henry Sr., Woodrow Wilson's ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, great-nephew of Henry Jr., Franklin D. Roosevelt's Treasury Secretary, and second cousin to Robert, District Attorney for Manhattan. Or perhaps it was simply his charisma, self-effacing and rambunctious, voluble and obsessive, with a visceral talent for rousing soliloquy, he seemed to be everywhere, speaking with everyone, in a very loud voice, at once. His chief obsession was air.